An acute shortage of vets looks set to worsen just in time for the crucial summer period. Last month, Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy announced 30 border exemptions to help fill the skills gap, but vets claim that number is nowhere near enough and warn staff are burning out under the workload, putting animal welfare at risk. Here's political reporter Charlie Drever.
Totally Vetch Chief Executive Chris Carter says he has 10 vacancies looming among his 7 Lower North Island clinics. 5 will be filled by new graduates. But with at least 200 veterinary vacancies around the country, filling the other positions will be hard.
Massey's graduate level is around about 100 vets per annum. So you can sort of see it doesn't take too much to see that there's going to be a problem. And we have relied for many years on vets coming in from offshore.
Chris Carter says they had tried to get a visa for a specialist vet in Singapore, but that application has so far been unsuccessful. His workers are managing for now, but he says that will change in just a few months.
Over the next 2-3 months, it will really start to bite for us.
The Veterinary Association's Chief Executive Kevin Bryant says so far no new vets have arrived under the class border exemption, something he's found very frustrating.
You know, large numbers of Russian fishermen getting in here apparently very quickly. I would have thought that supporting our veterinarians who are severely under-resourced, under immense stress and working 7 days a week and have been for weeks and weeks, I would have thought that would have been equally important.
Kevin Bryant says 30 places is just not enough.
The hole is still there. And what's happening is that the welfare of our veterinarians and the welfare of the animals that they're trying to treat is starting to suffer really badly. So we really need to increase the number of places that are made available, and there has to be a ramping up of the time it takes to process applications.
Immigration New Zealand says this week it will make a decision on 8 applications to bring in vets from overseas. It says they have been clear that applications take about 2 weeks to be processed. The agency says employers may also be able to apply under the critical and other critical worker categories. With summer almost upon us, the skill shortage worries Federated Farmers Meat and Wool Chair William Beetham.
As animal production increases and areas become more under pressure with the warmth and the rain, diseases can become an issue. We can have an issue with, you know, parasites and animals and things like that, which often vet advice is sought for. So those are the times that we really need the knowledge available to our rural communities to help.
The Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy says there is no plan at this stage to change the number of border exemptions for veterinarians. From Parliament, for Morning Report, called Charlie Drever, DNA.